Hey all, it is I, Anthony the Canadian Guy, and welcome to WrestleSode, the solution to your wrestling information problems. WrestleSode is a member of the Win Column Sports Network, so remember to check us out at wincolumnsports.ca to be kept up to date on everything happening here in Alberta in the world of wrestling. So you've probably heard of the Clandestine Society by about now. I've done a couple of podcasts on it, and I'm happy to be bringing to you some really interesting, unique content. See, thankfully, and thank you very much to the Clandestine Society, I got to be media at the event. I got to go backstage, I got to meet a couple of people, and I also got to set up a microphone and do a couple of interviews. So I have four interviews for you here today. Now, these interviews are about, 4 to 7 minutes long. Everybody was really busy that day, so we just got a couple of quick interviews in. I've got an interview for you here today with Chris Parrish, Kayla J., Kyle Shaw, and Colton Kelly. So we're going to be getting into those here today. I'm going to introduce all the different wrestlers and we'll get straight into those interviews, but before we do, we're going to be hearing from the Win Column Sports Network, so stay tuned and listen in.
When things aren't going right for your team, you scream at the television. When things are going right, you throw up a fist pump. The Win Column Sports Network puts your passion into words. Along with our affiliates Below the Ice, Duncan Duma, and Backbreaker Media, the Win Column Sports Network provides professional-level coverage of semi-professional franchises, athletes, and organizations in Edmonton. Get in the Win Column with a fan's perspective on local sports with stories you can only find online at wincolumnsports.ca.
Hey everybody, Anthony back. I am joined by Kyle Shaw, the Canadian Goose. How are you doing today, buddy?
Honk, honk, honk. I'm doing great. Thanks for coming, bud.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. So
you guys should see this setup. It's amazing. He's got a computer with actual microphones and everything.
What's funny? This isn't actually my setup. I stole it from Spencer, but mine's a little bit... I have an extra little thing in mind, but we have the same USB... interface. Anyways, enough about that. Tonight we are here at the Clandestine Society, Act 1. The Canadian Goose, you're going to be taking part in the It's Not a Clusterfuck, It's a Tribute match. You want to talk a little bit about your match tonight, my friend?
Absolutely, my friend. Sure. It's me. I think there's like 16 other people in this. There's a number of varying folks from different backgrounds in wrestling. We got some PWA referees in there. Dr. Kyoto is a manager. Myself, I'm the Canadian Goose, but I have been the ring announcer. I'm kind of disappointed that Thaddeus Archer and What About Ivan aren't in this match,
right,
to be honest with you, because I think it would be fun to tangle with both of those guys. But there's also some really like legit people in this. Like, I mean, we got KJ. Kayla J, yeah. The Golden Child, former that. RCW Women's Champion. Mm-hmm. Then you got the Spaceman. Yeah, there's. It's gonna be pretty insane too. From like I the person I envy the most in this match is the sound guy. Like, this is gonna be his job is going to be a very tall task tonight, but I think I'm pretty sure it's Big Bad Boris, and if what I've heard about him is true, he's up to the task.
Yes, so. Everything I've heard from about him as well, that he'll manage this, but like you said, I would not want to be him tonight. That would be very difficult to try to keep up with everything that might happen.
Oh, you know who else is in this? Mm-hmm. We have to talk about, of course, is the legendary Tex Gaines.
Tex Gaines is in this. Yes, he is.
Yeah. So,
he's going to be in this match tonight. Obviously, he hasn't been wrestling very much as of late. Are you? What are your thoughts on Tex Gaines besides legendary?
I don't know. Like, I honestly have never watched Tex wrestle. But I know he's a Stampede legend. His name carries a lot of weight around here, and I'm nervous about being in the ring with him. I'm nervous about being in the ring with all those guys because, it is what it is. But I'm nervous before every match I go into, man. Like, I've been with Real Canadian Wrestling since 2015. I've been working there, not as a wrestler. I've only been wrestling for a year. But once I started wrestling, like, I was thrown to the wolves, man. Like, I've been in the ring with... guys who are pillars of Alberta wrestling. We're talking Andrew Hawks, Vince Austin, Heavy Metal, Big Jesse Youngblood, Steven Styles, The Night of the Apocalypse. I've been in the ring with Steve Rivers. Like, these guys are titans of Alberta wrestling, and I've been fortunate enough to be able to walk with them, you know? I've lost to them all.
Every loss is a learning experience, though, my friend.
100%, you know? And every time I go out to the ring, I learn something new. I have a little bit more fun than the last time I went to the ring. I get a little bit more confidence, you know? Don't get me wrong, like, yeah, I've still got a whole long way to go, but, you know, I feel like I came here tonight to the Clandestine Society because I need to open some eyes, man. And, you know, I've lost every single match I've been in, and that's rough. But I'm also like I wanna learn and I wanna get better. And tonight I'm hoping that some people's eyes will be opened. And if their eyes aren't open, their ears will be, because I'm gonna have this whole fucking crowd rocking and rolling and honking with me.
Absolute honk nation, I think.
Honk, honk, honk. It's gonna be like, if everything happens the way that I want it to happen, then you're going to hear some honk chants tonight for sure.
Absolutely. I'll be down there honking myself because I'll be in the crowd cheering just like everybody else, my friend.
Yes, it's going to be a good time.
Absolutely. So you also run a podcast on the Wincolm Sports Network, Monday Night Shaw. You want to tell me a little bit about your podcast, my friend?
My podcast started because, like I say, before I was the Canadian Goose with Real Canadian Wrestling, I was the ring announcer there. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I've been around for a long time, and you know, after a certain little while, like, I got welcomed into the locker room and became kind of one of the guys, and then, you know, like, to a certain extent, and after that, I just kind of formed a lot of relationships with people and figured, okay, well, I'm a ring announcer, I've got all this networking, I don't have, like, you know, I have the time, so why don't I see if people want to sit down, do podcasts with me? Like, I have Asperger's syndrome, which is, like, it's like on the autistic spectrum, so like interacting with people can sometimes be a little challenging for me, and you know, the podcast is a good way for me to challenge myself. Like, I've been so nervous during some of the podcasts too. Like, there's been podcasts I've had where I'm just as nervous as when I go to the ring to wrestle, you know, just because I know, oh, I have to sit here and talk to this person and make sure that it's entertaining or, you know, not something where you're going to fall asleep if you're listening to it, you know? And that's just kind of what I'm all about is right now, is trying to exceed my own limitations and overcome challenges.
That's a great way of putting it, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can't say I relate as much to the in-ring stuff because, thankfully, I've never had to take a bump in my life. But from the podcasting and that fear perspective, I understand 100% everything that you just said to, like, a very personal level as well. So, my friend, you're going to be wrestling here in just a couple of hours. What are your closing thoughts? What are some things you want to say to your fans? What are some things you want to say to your foes?
Well, to my fans, I just want to say thank you for supporting me, everybody. I know people want me to release those Canadian Goose t-shirts, and I really want to. I'm just, you know, unfortunately my budget is terrible, especially with it being Christmas right now. But, you know, I am going to have the website up and running soon, so people will be able to order Canadian Goose t-shirts from an online source until I have the money to bring a run of shirts to shows. But I have got some 8x10s, so please buy my 8x10s. I know that this is just me hawking my merch, but like, it's a great way to support, like, you know, wrestling is at this level, especially for a guy like me who is still real new and a greenhorn, a jobber. You know, the extra money, even like if you're going to throw down $5 to buy a pitcher from me, that really, really goes a long way and helps. So thank you for that. To my foes, I say, you know, I honestly, I don't really have any foes. I've gone to the ring and I've wrestled people, but it's never been a personal vendetta for me. It's always been, I'm going to out there to compete, try and get better, you know, try and get the crowd behind me and whatnot. But I've never, gone to the ring with somebody and been like, this person is my fucking enemy. And, you know, one day, you know, I might be in some sort of blood feud or something, but so far it's just been a lot of, like, just one-off matches and stuff. And the thing is that tonight, though, I'm in that clusterfuck, and this is a huge opportunity to beat a lot of people, like I said, of all varying skill levels. And, like, you know, even if I don't win, which I definitely do not expect to win, I mean, that would be kind of ridiculous, but you know, like I say, it's just a huge learning opportunity. And to those people, I hope that they're ready, because I'm ready to go out there and, like I say, overcome challenges and exceed my limitations. And I'm gonna hit some people really, really hard tonight. Really hard. And, you know, like, you ever see those videos of the Canadian geese on YouTube, and they're you know, it's one goose there, and he's standing in a field with a bunch of cows, and the cows are coming at him, and he's just not backing down? Well, that's why I'm the Canadian goose. I'm going to be out there with a bunch of people that outweigh me, they outskill me, they out-athletically do what they do, but I'm not backing down.
Nah, man, we got the heart. They may have the other things, but you've got the heart of the Canadian goose, my friend.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like we're going on and on here. With me just saying the same sort of thing.
No worries.
But yeah, so, like, I mean, honestly, though, like, everything I have to say is going to be drowned out tonight by the sound of honk, honk, honk.
Where can people find you, my friend?
My Facebook page is my most active social media thing. Basically, my name is Kyle Shaw. I accept most friend requests, unless it's like, oh, we have one friend in common, then I go to your profile and you're like, ooh, check out my new pictures. Then I'm not as likely to accept your, because I have other ways to see nude pictures that are much more easy than, you know, getting catfished by somebody on Facebook. Yeah, so Kyle Shaw on Facebook. Also, I do have a Canadian Goose Facebook page, so check that out as well. I'm much more active on my Kyle Shaw page, just because once it came out that I was the Canadian Goose, because, like, I was unmasked during the match, that's when I just kind of decided, okay, well, there's not much point in me trying to still maintain the fact that I'm Kyle Shaw, but somebody else, you know, I'm not the Canadian Goose. No, we're one and the same. So Kyle Shaw on Facebook. I am also secondly most active on Instagram, and my Instagram is just the.canadian.goose. And my Twitter is Monday Night Shaw.
Perfect. Thank you, buddy, and I hope you have the best night tonight. I'll be down there, and I'll be honking with everybody else in that crowd.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm scared, but not backing down.
Fantastic. Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
It was fantastic there to be hearing from Kyle Shaw. He's such a nice guy. I really love Kyle Shaw, and congratulations, of course, to the Canadian Goose Honk Honk for winning the clusterfuck. It's not a clusterfuck. It's a tribute match. But we also had Kayla J. Kayla J was in that interview, so we're going to be switching over to her interview right now. Hey everyone, Anthony back. I am here joined by the golden child, Kayla J. Kayla, how are you doing today?
Oh my goodness. You actually got my name. Is Spencer listening?
I hope so.
We gotta say, Spencer, that's how you introduced me. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I'm so glad to be here. So happy.
You're
so
just
happy.
Like, finally a professional around
here,
right?
I was gonna say, it's about time you got my name right. Come on.
You wanted me on this. Now you got it.
I've got everybody. This is fantastic. We're just calling out Spencer. He's giving me a dirty look now.
Of course.
So anyways, I am here with Kayla J. We are at the Clandestine Society, Act 1. Kind of a monumental night, I would say. The feeling around here, it's almost an indescribable feeling. How are you feeling about this tonight?
I was kind of indifferent for a little while. I wasn't sure what to expect. And now that I'm here, seeing all the bodies that are hanging around here, I'm like, oh my God. It's so exciting. It's so exciting. Nothing like this, I don't think, has ever happened in Edmonton.
No.
Or Alberta, maybe. Who knows?
I think it's kind of this is a precursor to what we're going to be seeing in the 2020s of Alberta wrestling, I would say.
100%. 100%. Yeah.
So tonight you're going to be taking place in the clusterfuck. I'm sorry, not a clusterfuck. It's a tribute
it's
match.
It's a tribute match.
So I'm going to say a lot of chaos is going to be happening in this match tonight. At least that would be the small way I would put it. That's very on the low end scale.
Yes.
What do you have to say to everybody that's going to be in this match against the Golden Child today?
Oh my goodness. Well, you know what? I think I pride myself on being very strategic and very smart. But in a clusterfuck, sorry, a tribute, there are no plans. So I think I'm the most dangerous because I'm unpredictable.
That's a great way of putting it. You're kind of like the mastermind behind the scenes pulling all the strings.
I know just a few people that are going to be in it, so I kind of plan for them. But you know what? I think going into it without a plan is the best plan.
That's a great way. And you've got a couple of friends in the match with you tonight. I would say rather large people in this match who might be there to help you a little bit tonight. We're going to be seeing any maybe shenanigans between maybe you and Andre a little bit, or...
I mean, we got a beer the other week. We talked about some game plans. We're just going to have each other's back. We want to be the last two.
Going to be the last
two. And
then
we'll fight it out. We want to be the last two standing, for sure.
If it's you and Andre in the finals, what are your words to Andre to get yourself to know that you are the one going to be taking out Andre?
I'm a win, and you're going to owe me a beer.
Oh, that's a great way of putting it. You can always tell what it's like between friends, right? It's like...
You owe me a beer.
Yeah, it's not as personal in the ring when it's just the two of you,
I was going to say, you know, you may have like a full foot on me, but you know what? I'm smarter.
Yeah, I think I got a full foot on most people, I think, at the very least. Way of saying that. So what else would you like to say about the clandestine society here tonight, being a part of such something like this?
I think it's just the hard work that everybody's put in. Honestly, that is what is making this so different and so special compared to every other event I've been a part of. Because this is kind of just like a team effort. And dare I say it, friendship. Oh. Supporting friends.
I like it.
And I'm not just talking about my giant friend.
A community of people.
A community of humans.
Fantastic. Well,
absolutely.
Kayla, thank you for joining me here right now. Where can we find you? Where are you found?
Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So my handles are Kayla J, and then just Kayla J on Facebook.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Kayla. Have yourself a great night, and good luck in the clusterfuck. Not a clusterfuck, it's a tribute match tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Unfortunately for Kayla J, the clusterfuck, it's not a clusterfuck, it's a tribute match, didn't quite go her way, but there was a little bit of controversy that happened in this match between her and Andre, so I'm excited to talk to her again about this. I've lined up an interview with her, and we'll be hearing from her within the next week or two, so stay tuned for that to get some more gossip as to what happened behind the scenes there. We're going to be moving on to our interview with the winner of the death match, Colton Kelly. Colton Kelly is a super awesome guy. Let's get to that interview now. Hey, everybody. Anthony here. I am joined now with Colton Kelly. Colton, how are you doing here today?
Oh, yeah. I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. It's an exciting day. We are here at the Clandestine Society, Act 1. It's a very interesting night. Something like this feels very unique. What are your thoughts on something like tonight?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's good to have a community again.
Yeah, it feels like a lot of people are kind of banding together in a way to try to make something like this successful, but it's a very unique feel for something around here in Alberta, I would say.
Well, yeah, for sure. It definitely has more of a feel as, you know, some more of the stuff that's going on in like the UK and the United States, and we have a lot of very talented people in our area, and so it's good that everyone gets a showcase to like actually, not that other things aren't cool, but like put on something that's like truly unique.
No, absolutely. I agree with that. So on top of that, tonight you're going to be in a death match up against Sheik Akbar Shabazz and Evan Adams returning here to Alberta. What are your thoughts on tonight against your opponents?
My thoughts on my opponents are interesting. I don't, publicly, I could care less, but, you know, behind closed doors, they both are two individuals who have meant a lot to me in my time in wrestling and personally, and, Sheik is, people forget, but he's a dangerous man. He had a very long run as a PWA Mayhem title, champion, and, for the people that forget about Evan Adams, he is by far one of the sickest people I've ever, ever laid eyes on. And I had a chance to wrestle him when I was much younger on the Death Tour. But it's been a long time since I've come into my own. Stepping in the ring again with him is going to be interesting.
Yeah. So the death match. So that's got to be one heck of an experience, kind of a match to be in.
I'm sure it will be.
Yeah.
I mean, this is my first one. So.
Yeah. I've heard you in the past talk about how you consider yourself maybe more of a hardcore guy than a deathmatch guy.
More ECW inspired rather than FMW or Big Japan or any of CZW stuff. I definitely like the art with weapons. Certain weapons are still outside of my comfort zone, so we're definitely going to test that. And it's two hell of a guys to come up against. And I'm the young one in this situation. They both had their times at similar times of doing this. And now I've been on a roll myself, and it is time to step into the limelight.
Yeah, this is going to be, I would say, even as a spectator, I feel like I'm scared for this match. So I can't even imagine the nerves that must be going through you. But maybe that fuels you, someone like you. So do you feel like that's going to like bring out something inside of you tonight that really make you go the extra mile?
Probably. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not thinking because when I get in my head, never does any good for me. So I'm just, we'll see what happens.
Just live in the moment kind of a thing. So before we close out here today, what are some of your closing thoughts? What are some things you want to say to your opponents tonight? What are some things you want to get off your chest?
I'm an icon. It's time to show people.
I like that. That's very nice. Very fast. So where can people find you?
ColtKelly95 on Twitter, something on Instagram, but I'm never on it. So yeah, Twitter's the best place.
ColtKelly95, fantastic. So well, good luck tonight, and I hope to see you healthy and safe tomorrow as well.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Thank you so much, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Have a great day. Congratulations again to Colton Kelly. Colton Kelly was the winner of that death match. That was one hell of an experience. I will never forget that match. That is my first ever death match, and there was a lot of blood. Next up here, we have Chris Parrish. Chris Parrish was my first interview of the day. Chris Parrish was very patient with me as I messed up the introduction three times going into this, but he's a super awesome guy, really patient. I really love Chris Parrish. Let's get into our interview with Chris Parrish. Hey everybody, it's Anthony in Take 3 here. I am joined today with Chris for the third time. How are you doing today, buddy?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Fantastic. So today is the Clandestine Society Act 1. How are you feeling about that, my friend?
I'm excited.
So this is going to be your return to the ring after an injury that took you off for about 5 months, right?
5 months. My last match was July.
And what was the match exactly?
The match was defending the Pure Power Wrestling Heavyweight Championship against Sydney Steele.
Oh, man. That's got to be the worst one when you've got to defend the championship and you get sidelined, hey?
Yeah, it wasn't exactly the prime scenario I was hoping for. You know, you're a champion. You do got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I mean, you've always got to defend, right? You got to be a fighting champion, right? So this is going to be after you broke your kneecap. How did you do that in only 5 months? How do you recover from that so quick?
I drank a lot.
Well, that will probably help you. You just kill the pain and you work
exactly
through it, right?
It's numbing. So yeah, if something shatters in the ring, it's don't worry about it. Just hand me a can of beer and I'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like Popeye, but take out the spinach and give me alcohol.
Just squeeze the can and let it shoot into your mouth, right?
Imagine if that's how Steve Austin like got like said like that was his hulking up.
That was it.
He just drank a beer and then all of a sudden you stomp a mod hole in you.
Yeah, exactly. He just flexes his arms and then just go twice or three times the size. Anyway, so tonight you're going to be in a tag match alongside Cody Chimera taking on the Above Average Joes. You want to talk a little bit about your teammate Cody Chimera? This is going to be your first time tagging with him, I'm told, correct?
Yeah, normally I have been on the other side with Cody Chimera, whether it's been in tag team action elsewhere or it's been in singles action. I have had one match against him one-on-one. Ironically enough, it was my first defense of that Pure Power Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. And then I have tagged against him multiple times, and I can tell you that he is a man who is no joke in the ring. Even though he's very short on experience, you won't be able to tell that with what he's been able to accomplish so far in this ring. His demeanor is amazing. If there's one guy I'm going to come back from a five-month injury with, and his name's not Maniac, Cody Chimera is on the top of the list because he is just guy that I'm hoping for in a tag team partner, because I'm not coming here just to be excited to be back. I want to make a statement, and Cody Chimera wants to make a statement as well. So don't think when we step in the ring, our performances are just going to be above average.
Okay, so that's a nice little dig right there. You're going to be going up against the above average Joes, Aiden Adams and Kenny Stryker. What can you say about your opponents tonight?
What I can say about my opponents is that they're wrong place, wrong time.
Wrong match.
I have seen what they're able to do. I have seen their chemistry in the ring, and they're a great tag team. I'm not going to say anything negative about what they can do. But what I am going to say is that I'm not envious of their position right now. Because 15 years of being a pro wrestler, believe me, I am hungrier than I ever have been.
Especially now that it's your return to the ring, do you feel like you have something to prove?
Yes. There's nothing. I feel like I'm at day one again. So I kind of feel like this is a whole new chapter in my life, my career, because I feel like I'm at the bottom again, and I want to get to the top. And the only way to get to the top is you got to kick some people's ass, and you got to beat people up. In this business, that's all you got to do, because results matter. So at the end of the day, I'm not just excited to be back, because I know exactly what happens when you're just happy to be there. And yeah, I don't envision that at all. So
in terms of experience, now you have been in the business here 15 years, but like you said, your tag opponent, Cody Chimera, he's relatively new to the ring, and you are going against what you would say established tag team in the Alberta scene, in the above average Joes. When you think to his, experience level compared to yours in terms of, let's say, tenure, and the fact that you've only ever been across the ring from him, do you think there's going to be any types of issues working with him as a tag tonight?
No, because I'm going to be able to say, with the experience I have under my belt, the one thing I'm able to do is adapt to the situation at hand. We've always heard the phrase, especially on TV, adapt or perish, right? Yeah, well, I am perish. All I do is adapt. So when it comes to Cody Chimera, we're going to have no issues tonight, because we know exactly what we want, and what we want is to make a statement. So that's going to be the easy thing. In my eyes, getting along with him is not going to be a difficult thing. It's not going to be a difficult task by any means. Also, with the time he has spent in the ring, a lot of his experience has been in tag matches. And I'm a multi-time tag champ myself with multiple partners. So it's not a disadvantage that this is the first time we're tagging together. What the disadvantage is that you have no idea how well we can be when we're together. So that's going to be the statement that I think the above average Joes are going to find out tonight, because, yeah, we all know what they bring to the table. So you can actually do your homework and study them. They can't study us because they've never seen us before. So that's, to me, the interesting aspect of this match.
That's a really well put statement right there, and I really like how you did that there. After tonight, moving forward, looking into the next set of steps, of course, for Chris Parrish, not looking past tonight, of course, but what does the future hold for Chris Parrish? What are we going to be seeing out of a 2020 Chris Parrish?
I think what you're going to see is just a very different extension of Chris Parrish. I think what we've come to, especially here at Edmonton, I think everybody has expected me to go out there, have some fun. But when the bell rings, I mean business. But here's the thing. I can have fun, but I also love having fun and getting the job done too. To me, getting the job done is having fun. So I'm not going to go out there and slap hands with fans just because they want to like say, I know you, because I don't care about that anymore. I don't care about making friends. What I do care about is making history. What I do care about is making statements. What I do care about is making my name a headline for all shows coming up. So when my name is attached to a show, you damn well know that I'm going to come in meaning business. Because at the end of the day, you don't get paid well for being an opening act. You get paid well being the main event.
Really, really well said, man. I think everybody's going to be really excited to see what you do in 2020, all the statements that you are going to be making. We can't wait to see it. One final statement here from you tonight. What are you going to say? I guess about I guess the atmosphere of the clandestine society, it feels very, very new. What does it feel like to be a part of something like that?
It's chaotic. I think what you can expect about the atmosphere of the clandestine is going to be chaotic. And the best part is, have my opponents ever been in a chaotic atmosphere? Because I can tell you, Cody Chimera and Chris Parrish have. Whoa. So when it comes to playing in the backyard, trust me when I say, we've been on the ride. Let's just say we've done that whole thing before. They're new to this. So what's going to be fun about this scene and this atmosphere is that anything pretty much goes. And when you have no limitations and no restrictions, you can't expect anything. So what's the best part is not knowing what happens next. And believe me, I love not knowing what happens next. Because no matter what you think you know, best part is that we smack you from one side and you're not even looking. And that's what you're going to expect tonight, is being smacked across the face and not know when it's coming.
Man, that was awesome. Thank you so much for joining me here tonight. We are at the Clandestine Society Act 1. It is starting here in just a few hours, so thank you for listening.
That was such a fun experience. Once again, a shout out to Kyle Shaw, Kayla J, Chris Parrish, and Colton Kelly for giving me those interviews. Really awesome people. I really highly recommend going and giving them a follow on Twitter, going out to your next local show if you're here in the Alberta region, looking them up on YouTube, because they're phenomenal. And as soon as the Clandestine Society VOD is up, I'm sure that every one of you is going to be wanting to check that out. So when that does happen, I'll make sure to give everybody the heads up that it is out. So we are heading here into the holiday season, which means that I'm going to be wrapping up season one here of WrestleSode. It was all over the map here. We started back in May, and we've had some really nice highs, and we've been consistent as best as we possibly could through unfortunate tragedies and sicknesses. But we've always been here to talk wrestling, whether it be the WWE, AEW, whether it be Lists or my transition into the Alberta scene. It's been a really fun experience. Season 2 will be starting up here in the beginning of January, and I'm so excited to be bringing you guys some fresh contents, change things up a little bit, continue along growing the Alberta scene. So that's going to be phenomenal. If you do like this podcast, remember to hit that like button and subscribe on whatever podcast app you're listening to this on. It also helps out the show immensely if you left us a 5-star rating or review, or just told a friend. So don't forget to tune in next time. We have 2 interviews lined up here before the end of the year. We have Leo London and then another interview here with Kayla J following up as to what happened on the Clandestine Society. So you're going to want to stick around for those. Once again, thank you everybody for listening, and I hope you have yourself a great day.